poem that perhaps most poignantly captures our historical legacy of longing for the redemption of the Jewish people is Perek Kuf Chaf Vav. And the Pasuk says, Shir Hamalos B'Shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion Hayinu Kicholmin. Shir Hamalos B'Shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns His presence to Sion, Hayinu Kicholmin, we will be like dreamers. And the Mefarshim debates, the Mefarshim question, what does it mean, Hayinu Kicholmin, that we will be like dreamers? What are these dreamers? The Ibn Ezra writes as follows. Vishuv Hashem es shivusam kein yomar Yisrael ein adam roe be'oketz ele azeh rak b'chalom. That when you're living the Jewish story of kolos, of exile, of oppression, the notion of redemption, the notion of Geulah seems like a dream, an unattainable dream. And throughout thousands of years in Golos, Geulah lived in our consciousness as a fantasy that came alive in the context of our Shmona Esrei, as an unreachable reality that through natural means could never reach fruition. And when that process begins, Beshuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion, Hayinu Kicholmin, it seems like it is just a dream, like it's not even a reality. A couple of months ago, someone passed away. His name is Yehuda Avner. Yehuda Avner was a speechwriter and a diplomat in the Israeli government, and he wrote a book called Prime Ministers. And in this book, Yehuda Avner describes his experience on May 14th, 1948, Erev Shabbos. Yehuda Avner writes that there was a group of about 25 of him and his friends who had gathered together to dig trenches on the western side of Yerushalayim. They knew that something was going to happen. They knew there would be war. Yerushalayim was besieged. They certainly weren't qualified from any military standpoint, but there they were. Pickaxes and O's in the ground, trying to create a sense of safety and security for the Jewish people. And it's Erev Shabbos, and they're cut off from all communication. They have no idea what's going on. They don't know what's going on militarily. They don't know what's going on politically. They have no idea. There are rumors flying everywhere. Ben-Gurion gave in to the United States. He's not going to declare a state. Begin's going to start a revolt. All sorts of rumors flying around. No phones, no walkie-talkies, no connection to anything. And all of a sudden, someone comes running up to the group, screaming, "I have news, I have news." And they're sitting there under an oppressive heat. It was a very hot day, exhausted. And he comes running up to the group and he catches his breath, appreciating for a moment what he was about to say. And he says to the group, "It happened. David Ben-Gurion just declared the state of Israel, an independent state. And as of 12 o'clock tonight, we have Jewish sovereignty over the land of Israel." And Yehuda Avner writes that there was total silence for a few moments. And then one of the women in the group stood up and she looked at everyone and she said to them, "Oh my God, what have we done?" Recognizing that something that lived in the consciousness of the Jewish people as a dream, so far from reality, Hayinu Kicholmin, was about to manifest itself in front of their very eyes. And this was the recognition that those dreams of history were coming to fruition, that they were going to live a generation of Jewish presence in Eretz Yisrael, something that everyone davened for and pleaded for and aspired to. We, us in this room, not the Gaonim, not Rashi, not the Rambam, not Rabbi Akiva Eger, not the Vilna Gaon, us, we in this room, we have been blessed to live in a generation with the presence of Medinat Yisrael. to realize that what is described by David HaMelech as a dream, pinch me, I'm sleeping, it's not real, is something that we can visit, we can touch, we can connect to, we can relate to, we can move there, we can be there. That Medinat Yisrael is a part of our reality. The second shot is given by the Radak. The Radak writes, Hayinu kecholmim kechalom ya'uf. Like a fleeting dream, writes the Radak, Yihyeh be'eineinu tzoros ha'golos. The dream that is the subject of the pasuk is not the geula, it's the exile itself. The experience of redemption is so extraordinary, is so fantastic, that the geula itself seemed like it was just a dream. The reality of being able to live and thrive and build and learn in the land of Israel is so amazing. That it seems like the years where this was an impossibility have recessed into the memory of the Jewish people. Hayinu kecholmim. The Golus will be like a dream. And as this group was standing together at that moment, and that new reality began to set in, one of the members of the group asked the individual who brought the news, what's the name of the new state? What are they calling our new country? And the guy looks at them and he says, oh no, I have no idea, I forgot to ask. So they begin to argue, they begin to debate. One says it must be called Zion. And one says it must be called Yehuda. And one says maybe it's called Yisrael. And then one person pipes up and says, you know what? Let's drink a lechah to whatever it's called. And so the group gets together and they begin to pour cups of wine. And one of the people in the group, one of the diggers of this trench, was a chassid from Mea Sha'ar. And the chassid stands up in front of the group. It's now Friday night. The sun has set. They're only hours before the independence of Israel takes hold. And he says to the group, before we drink, before we toast this historical transformation, before we drink, we have to make Kiddush. And he takes his cup of wine and he begins to recite Kiddush. And I can only imagine the thoughts and the emotions going through his mind and through his heart. Vayachulu ha-shamayim ve-ha-oretz v'chol tzeva'am. Kihu yom tichila. The notion that there is a borei olam, voracious bara Elokim, sheim yomru umos ha'olam liYisrael listim atem, shekavashtem arzos ha'olam liYisrael heim omrim kol ha'aretz shel hakadosh baruch hu, hu bara v'nasna la'asher yosher be'enav. Recognizing that there's a kiddush to be said. That it is not the exclusive domain, it is not the exclusive domain of the diplomats and the politicians and the soldiers and the settlers that bring us to the land of Israel. It is the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Asher bara Elokim lasos, to recognize our faith and our belief in the Ribono Shel Olam. Not, oh my God, what have we done? But who bara? V'nosna la'asher yosher be'enav. And then the chassid looked around the group at the faces of his fellow Jews, and without any equivocation emoted with great intensity, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. To be in Lazman Hazeh, in the moment, to internalize the significance and the unbelievable divine gift of the moment that they were in, of the extraordinary manifestation of the Ribono Shel Olam in the history of the Jewish people. In the final pshat in the pasuk that I want to share with you this afternoon comes from the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, Shalom, what does it mean? Hayinu kechomim, that we're like dreamers. Shalom nisyayesh min ha-ge'ula. Aval da'atenu v'libenu. Aleha tamid. That no matter where we were, whether it was within the Crusades or the Holocaust or pogroms and all of the challenges and difficulties throughout the journey of the Jewish people for thousands of years since Korban HaBayis, Hayinu Kechomim, we never, ever gave up on the journey. We never expelled those brachos of Shmona Esrei. We never marginalized the hope and aspiration that we would return from the context of our everyday and religious life. Hayinu Kechomim is our mandate to recognize that our tefillos matter, that our aspirations matter, that our immersion in the sugyos of Kodshim and Taros matter, that the bags that were packed in the home of the Chofetz Chaim matter, and that even in the crematoria of Auschwitz, 70 years ago, they walked to their death singing Amimamin Bimuna Shalema. Hayinu Kechomim Shalom Nisyayesh Min HaGe'ula. We never, ever, ever give up. Rav Shechter Shlita points out in his Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik would interpret this pasuk as an affirmation that even though in life we have many dreams, dreams of accomplishment and achievement that are very grandiose, we all know that we're not going to accomplish all of those dreams. But there's a hierarchy in our aspirations. There are some dreams that we never ever give up on, that the Navi tells us no matter what, will ultimately come to reality. And that even though the Rav lamented some of the shortcomings that exist within the current framework of Medinat Yisrael, Hayinu Kechomim, we keep dreaming, we keep hoping, we keep davening, we keep learning, we keep visiting, we keep supporting, we keep moving, we keep building Medinat Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Our job as B'nai Torah is to stand up on Yom HaAtzmaut and make Kiddush on the greatest miracle of modern Jewish history. Our job is to continue to infuse the reality of Medinat Yisrael with sanctity of the Ribore Olam, to continue to perpetuate the spiritual dimensions of our sovereignty, and to ensure that the values and ideals of Torah define the identity of the State of Israel, and that to those for whom those values and ideals are foreign, we embrace them with love and respect so that one day they too will be part of the dream. This past year, our Medinat Yisrael experienced very many challenges. Challenges in how to perpetuate Torah values as a fundamental dimension of the state. Challenges in our relationships with countries around the world, including the United States. Challenges even amongst each other in our own achdus. Challenges of terror that haunt us from the bus stops of the Gush to the Batei Knessios of Yerushalayim. Challenges of milchama that claim the lives of 64 of our precious and holy soldiers. But this year also showed us extraordinary resilience and strength. It had shown us how paragons of faith can emerge from the simplest of people. It has shown us how a nation can rally around the fate of their children. It has shown us the passion that reverberates deep inside each and every Jew to help bring the dream of Geula Shleima to a reality. We sit today in Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us the privilege to live in a generation with such incredible open miracles, to connect, to learn, and to live in Eretz HaKodesh. Yehi Ratzon that one day soon we should all have the opportunity to stand at the trenches of Yerushalayim and stand and recite a great Kiddush, a great Shehayanu on the Geula Shleima, and declare with the deepest of devotion, Shehayanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh, b'mheira b'yomeinu, Amen.